Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. That was Ron Gallo with his latest, Young Lady, You're Scaring Me. That's a perfect segue into our next artist. He's live in studio. His name is Matt Westerman, and he was kind enough to reschedule with me this week because I got hit hard by something. I was down and out, and our music director, Steph Weaver-Weinberg, covered me for a few days to let me recover. I'm feeling much better. Thank you, Steph. Thank you, everyone, for bearing with me. But I'm really excited that we were able to reschedule because this guy is great. His name, again, Matt Westerman. He's dropping a debut EP on November 3rd titled Life Out Loud. And we're going to hear a few songs taken straight from the record live in studio. We're going to get right into it. This is the leading track off of the forthcoming release. It's also going to be the second single. So it's not out quite yet, but you can hear it right here, right now on KX93.5. Here's Matt Westerman with Don't Give Up On You live at a Pearl Street studio.
Stuck out of tune. You keep dragging your ass through the mud of your past. Well, of course you feel blue. I know it's hard when the pain of your scars keeps seeping through. Disregard them, then you can see yourself the way I do. Don't give up on you now. It may not be clear how you're gonna break out, I swear on it. Don't give up on you yet. You're gonna pull through it. Yeah, it's a sure bet, I'm telling you. Lately, you've been feeling daily all stuck in your head. But to me, you sound crazy, 'cause you always amaze me when you let loose instead. I know it's rough, 'cause you just spent enough time feeling down. You start looking up, you'll feel all this love, and we'll turn things around. Don't give up on you now. It may not be clear how you're gonna break out, I swear on it. Don't give up on you yet. You're gonna pull through it. Yeah, it's a sure bet, I'm telling you. Feel it, let go of all your faults. You don't need them, just let your love stand tall. See, I hope you're believing, 'cause you're here for a reason. Don't give up on you now. It may not be clear how you're gonna break out. Don't give up on you yet. You're gonna pull through it. Yeah, it's a sure bet. Oh yeah, yeah. Don't give up on you now. It may not be clear how. It may not be clear. Don't you give up, don't you give up, nah, nah, nah.
Matt Westerman live on Human Crafted Radio. That was a song called Don't Give Up On You. Very uplifting, Matt. Thank you.
Thank
you. I needed that today
All
in my
right.
life.
Perfect.
Welcome to our humble station.
Thanks for having me. It's fun to drive down here.
Yeah, you're coming from all the way up in the valley. I know that drive too well. I went to CSUN.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah. And like, I was living up there, but like, I'm from here, and I was like, I would still come down here like multiple times a week. It's a brutal drive.
Yeah,
brutal.
It's cool. You know, if you do it once, it's fun.
Once? Yeah, I was doing it multiple times a week.
I hear you.
Sherman Oaks is that is pretty nice, though. I love Sherman Oaks.
Yes.
That's where you're living. Have you been to Crave Cafe?
You know what's funny? I live like right next to it and I still haven't been there.
So, dude, that was my spot.
I gotta check it
24
out.
Hours. They have everything.
Uh-huh.
So good. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, this is Matt Westerman, and he is an up-and-coming artist who just released his debut single, mm-hmm. One Fine Day. We're gonna hear that soon. But we just heard the second single that hasn't been released just yet, Don't Give Up On You. They are both taken from your debut EP, Life Out Loud, which is going to be dropped on November 3rd. That's a great title. I really like that title.
Thank you.
I'm going to steal it. You can steal album titles.
You know,
you just can't steal like band names and like, you know, but I'm going to steal it.
I guess it depends what you steal it for, but... yeah, I looked up Life Out Loud, and I didn't see any albums or anything of it. There's a podcast or something, but whatever.
It's cool because it's like Laugh Out Loud.
Yeah.
But it's like it's life and living out loud. Don't hold anything in. You know, talk. You have a psychology background, right?
Yeah.
So that makes a lot of sense. You know, that you gotta talk to another human being about your problems. That can be one of the, you know, the best ways to deal with them. And I kind of hear that in your songs.
Thanks, man. Yeah, that's a lot of the inspiration. I wrote a lot of these songs like from me to me, but they can be like, it could be from someone to anyone. It sounds like that song, Don't Give Up On You, sounds like it's a friend talking to someone who's like mm-hmm. down on themselves, which was like my intention. But really, I think it was a song I wrote from myself to myself.
Well, sometimes we have to be our own, you know,
yeah.
Well, we should be really our own saviors, you know, and like
yeah.
our best, you know, life coach, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel you. Sometimes I have to have like the best version of myself talking to the current version of myself. Like,
yeah,
you have two choices ahead of you, Zach.
Right?
What do you?
The
it's kind of like the devil and the angel on the shoulder, uh-huh. but no. So where did you study psychology?
UC Santa Barbara. So beaching up north.
Wow. So I bet that was what was your emphasis in psychology? Did you have
it was
like
undergrad? So
undergrad.
It was
so
general.
So yeah. No, UCSB. That's a pretty beautiful
yeah.
campus.
Laguna Beach isn't bad.
Laguna Beach is not bad. So they're both really expensive to live in, though.
Yes.
I was just up in Santa Barbara. It's so beautiful, but I don't think I could ever afford living there. And Laguna Beach is kind of like that, but. You know, yeah, this is definitely in Orange County. This is like I grew up in Mission Viejo, which is like 20 minutes inland, but this is like where I've always gravitated towards. So this is definitely my favorite
spot. Are you a surfer?
Not, I wouldn't call myself a surfer. I do surf and I can surf, but I wouldn't call myself a surfer because I take a lot of time off and that's not really like I haven't surfed in a while, but I'm going to Hawaii
nice.
On Sunday. We're going to be out there for a week. So I'm definitely surfing out there.
Sweet.
Yeah. What about you?
No, I used to go out there in college when I was hungover and I just sit on the board and it was amazing. I felt so, it was so refreshing.
Just sit on the board. That's pretty funny. That reminds me of
Casual Surfer.
That reminds me of that movie. Oh, what is it? Where it takes place in Hawaii with
I don't know.
Hold on.
Not Jurassic Park, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it was. It was Jurassic Park 3, I think.
Really?
No. No. It's where he's like, okay, what's his name? I can't believe I'm blanking completely. he goes out to Hawaii because he just got broken up with, and he ends up staying in the same.
Sarah Marshall.
Yes, yeah. Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Remember when they're just like sitting out on the board?
Yeah,
just chatting about life.
That was me. That was my.
We should go do that right after this session.
Yeah.
We can just hop on down to Diamond or Pearl Street here.
No skills required.
Wow, I'm like all over the place today. Let's bring it back in.
Okay.
Let's focus. This is Matt Westerman, and he's a really easy guy to talk to, but he's a really easy guy to get off track because I feel like he will listen to me, and that's not what we're here for. We're here to listen to his music. He just played a song off of his forthcoming debut release. Life Out Loud is the EP he played, Don't Give Up On You. We're also going to hear his lead single off of the record, One Fine Day. But before you play that, let's talk about the music video that you just shot for One Fine Day. I'm pretty jealous because I've never been skydiving. So you went skydiving as a part of shooting for this music video?
Yeah, I've never went skydiving before. One Fine Day is a song about taking like a leap of faith, like metaphorically. And I was thinking like, what's the most literal leap of faith thing I could do? And I was talking to my friend and I was like, what if I went skydiving? And I wasn't serious at first because that sounds terrifying. And then I slowly started to realize like I had to do it because it was perfect. So I went skydiving up in Santa Barbara also. And we just I brought my director with me and we just shot like me in the car driving to the place, then like signing my life away. Because you have to sign, you have to like agree that you can't sue them if you die or whatever.
Kind of like American Idol.
Yeah, exactly. And then you put, then like putting the stuff on, going up in the plane. I actually hired two extra people to get footage to make sure we got it because like this was a one take deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I just jumped and then I landed and then that's the video.
Now, what if you didn't land alive?
Well, then it wouldn't be a good video.
I can't wait to see this. Is it out yet or is it being...
No, that's out next week.
Okay, it's coming out with the...
It's coming. I mean, this is all just coming out pre-record.
Just coming out when things are ready. Yeah,
it's ready. It's just next. I put out the teaser pick. If you check out my Instagram, you can see me flying in the sky.
And is that at Matt Westerman or what do you have there?
Yeah, at Matt Westerman.
At Matt Westerman. I'm so jealous. Was it fun?
You know what? It was a lot of things. It was like terrifying for the first 5 seconds because it doesn't feel like as a human you should be jumping out of a plane. It like doesn't make any sense for your brain. but then it starts to get fun and you realize like it's all good. And then the parachute pulls and that's a little scary because that's jerky, but then it's good. Overall, it's like 90% fun, 10%.
Oh, that
terrifying.
Sounds awesome. I really need that in my life. But I have a little kid now, so.
Oh, right.
But yeah. I mean, it's safe.
Well, okay, I did, if you want to know some research.
Yeah, some of the statistics.
Because I did a ton of research before I did it. they've done like studies on like what's dangerous, like, but basically, it's more dangerous to drive 10,000 miles than it is to go skydiving. So you're taking a risk just by driving in your everyday life. Life is a gigantic risk.
So that's like a year of driving.
Yeah,
for
depending.
Me,
if you're coming from CSUN to...
Yeah, for me.
It's like 2 weeks of driving.
I put on so many miles.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So... That's interesting. We build up things. We build things up that are actually not as dangerous because they're just not everyday events.
They don't seem dangerous.
I was talking about that the other day with my partner because we're like, she's mm-hmm. like, are you gonna let our kid like walk to school or you want to like drive him to school? And like my immediate reaction was, hell no, like I don't want some creep to kidnap him.
Yeah, for sure.
And then she's like, yeah, but actually I read or listened to a podcast that talked about like things that that you should let your kids, or mm-hmm. risks you should let your kids take, or something like that, and it's more dangerous for them to for you to drive them to school.
Oh, really? Right.
Than to let them walk to school.
Whoa.
And then there's all those benefits because like then they know how to get around, they're more independent,
yeah.
They know how to get home if there's an emergency. But we're like, no, we don't want somebody to kidnap our kid.
Uh-huh.
Stranger danger. But that is so rare.
Right.
That
we blow up the danger, like the risks, the one in a million.
Totally.
With skydiving, also I learned, for those who are interested, I think a lot of the accidents are not, like I did a tandem. I jumped with someone on me
because
I wanted to know, like you have no responsibility your first
mm-hmm.
time. I think a majority of the deaths, I don't know if you want to quote me on this, but like there's like 20 or so a year. And a majority of them are like the more risky jumps. I think the first time jump is like, there's like one or two.
Yeah, yeah. So that's pretty safe to go like on your first time with somebody tandem. I still want to do it. I almost did it. I think I can still do it. I'm gonna talk to the fam.
do some research.
Yeah.
You do it with your kid when they,
yeah. 18th yeah, when he's
birthday.
Like four.
I think you have to be 18, but you could try four.
All right. Well, once again, we have just gone off the rails, but it's really fun talking to you, Matt. Let's get back to the music. This is your lead single off of your debut EP, Life Out Loud. The song is called One Fine Day. You jumped out of an airplane to get the perfect footage for the music video, which will be coming out next week. But let's hear the song, Stripped Down. Just you and a guitar right here at a Pearl Street studio whenever you're ready, Matt.
All right.
Secret, find it hard to keep. See, things are gonna go my way. How I'm not so sure when it's all been done before. But can dreams go to waste? See, all I know, I feel hope when I listen to what's in my soul. So here's the plan, I'm gonna take a stand and be who I want to. It's one fine day to turn it all around. One fine day to live my life out loud. And I know that I'm not gonna hold back. Things are gonna go my way. One fine day, yeah, it's one fine day. I don't need much sleep, cause now I see my dreams with my eyes open out of my bed. No reason to be scared, I see love is everywhere when I get out of my head. And all I know and all I feel make up this crazy world I call real. So here's the plan, gonna take a stand and be who I want to. Yeah, it's one fine day to turn it all around. One fine day to live my life out loud. I'm not gonna hold back, things are gonna go my way. One fine day, yeah, it's one fine day. And I'm not gonna wait around, cause life is happening right now. No, I'm not gonna wait and see. Gonna go my way. One fine day, yeah, it's one fine day. Hey, hey, hey. Today I'm gonna find my way. I got so much to say, I'm buzzing. Today I'm gonna find my way. I got no time to waste, I'm jumping. One fine day, yeah.
Matt Westerman live on Human Crafted Radio. That's his latest release, One Fine Day. And it's about a metaphorical leap of faith. And he took a literal one for the music video. I was trying to picture you jumping out of a plane during that song. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I'll email it to you if you want a pre.
Awesome.
Well, it's going to be out next week.
Cool, cool.
Okay.
So you're also doing a record release show.
Yes.
That's going to be at the Mint in LA on November 10th. So the album comes out on November 3rd. Mm-hmm. That's Life Out Loud. And then you're playing a full band show at the Mint on November 10th. That's going to be fun.
Right on. Yeah, 9:30.
9:30. Great venue. The Mint LA. Mm-hmm. Matt Westerman. Full band. What's the setup going to be on stage there?
Well, if you listen to the track of mm-hmm. One Fine Day, there's a ton of stuff. So I'm going to have drums, bass, me, obviously, a lead guitar. I'm going to get some keyboards. My violin player, who also went to CSUN.
Wow.
And then a backing singer. And then maybe another one. I don't know. I might just have half of
Sherman
Oaks. Going
all out, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have a band that's bigger than the audience.
Well, let's hope not.
No, let's hope not.
That's going to be rad. So that's, what day of the week is the 10th?
It's a Friday.
A Friday, November 10th at the Mint. Your record's dropping on the Friday before that, right?
Yes. Give cool. everyone a week to listen so yes. they can sing along.
Life Out Loud by Matt Westerman. We just heard One Fine Day, the lead single. We heard Don't Give Up On You before that. Mm-hmm. And the full EP's coming out. So you had let's talk about the recording process a little bit. You had some interesting features. You want to talk about that a little bit? Some big names on your album.
Yeah, so in Los Angeles, I guess you're a friend of everybody. It's 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon or whatever that thing's called. So I have a friend who's friends with John Mayer, the guy who played Sean Hurley, who's one of the best guys, A-plus person, bass player. He's played on John Mayer's country albums, two country albums, mm-hmm. I guess we can call him. he was just on tour with Idina Menzel. And he's played.
Oh, wow.
He's a stud.
You should give John Travolta lessons.
Yeah, so, right? I said it right.
I think so.
I think I got it.
What did he say?
Not Idina Menzel. Something else. And then my producer was friends with Marty Rifkin, who plays with Bruce Springsteen. He's played on a couple of his records. So I had Pedal Steel from the...
Which song is that
that's
on?
That's for She's More.
Okay.
Which will be the third single. It's the song that's going to... There's going to be a music video for it coming out when the record... Like, in the early November.
Right on.
Spoiler alert.
Well, dude, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Great way to start my afternoon. Right and on. I'm looking forward to hearing the full release and checking out that music video. If you're just tuning in, I've been speaking with Matt Westerman. He performed some songs off of his forthcoming debut EP, Life Out Loud. And he's based up in L.A. in Sherman Oaks in the Valley. And he's going to be playing a record release show at the Mint on November 10th. For more information, your website, mattwesterman.com. That'll give you all the relevant info, but stay tuned. You can get his single One Fine Day right now. That's out everywhere. So go check that out. Follow him on Spotify or wherever you like to get your music.
Spotify, Instagram.
And with the Instagram again, at Matt Westerman, you can see him jumping out of a plane.
A picture. The teaser picture.
Yes. Awesome. Yes. All right, brother. Well, thank you so much for coming down. We look forward to hearing more from you. Hope to have you back soon.
Sweet. Thanks.
Take care.